wisdom of the ancients.
You're listening
where
to
ancient
wisdom,
wisdom
of the ancients. Is remembered.
Ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for joining us today. This series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge, wisdom, not only from this planet and this dimension, but from other worlds, galaxies, and dimensions too. All realms. Ancient also means remembering our own true core, our own true self, our very, very nature, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. And this series is all about vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise collective consciousness for all beings. And so right now we call in the ancient ones to support us today, to open up our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Mark Romero's successful 19-year career as an executive manager and CEO took a dramatic turn the day a former NASA consultant discovered that his music contained frequencies that canceled negative energy. Today, as founder and CEO of MarkRomeroMusic.com, Mark educates people worldwide on the science of energy as it relates to human functioning and empowers them with his music and energy work. His music CDs and speaking performances have placed him on the stage with internationally respected leaders like Mark Victor Hansen, Harv Eker, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and is recognized as a leader in the field of optimizing personal energy. And so it gives me great pleasure to welcome Mark Romero to the show. Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. It's such a pleasure having you here on the show. I know that your music is transformational, so everyone is excited to, I think, hear you play. You've probably got some things lined up to take us through. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Good, good. Well, today, everyone, Mark is going to be speaking about heal your life through the power of music. On this call, you'll discover how to create vibrational thought forms and reprogram your subconscious, letting go of obsolete lower density belief patterns that are the root cause behind all of your challenges, and how music and energy can dramatically enhance your ability to manifest, as well as learning how to integrate essential energetic frequencies that can support you in raising your vibration and your consciousness. Beautiful. So important in this day and age, raising our vibration and our consciousness. And then Mark will be taking questions and doing live reading, so make sure that you ask your question either by pressing star 2 or online, and then Mark's going to perform a healing process to help you let go or raise your faith and your trust. So star 2 on your phone, where you can enter your question in the question box. So Mark, I gave the quote-unquote formal introduction. If you wouldn't mind, there are some people on the call, I think, who might not have had the opportunity to work with you or listen to you on some of these shows in the past. So possibly, if you wouldn't mind, could you give us a bit of a background on yourself? And also, you know, around that day where you had really a shift, where that NASA consultant discovered something about your music, if you can just give us some background on that, I think we'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of funny because I am like a... Well, I jokingly tell people I'm a recovered corporaholic. I'm a former CEO, you know, executive manager guy that used to wear suits and ties and you know, was living in the corporate structure. You know, I kind of had bought into this mindset that was presented to me as a kid, you know, that you go to school, you get out, you take on a day job, you work up the corporate ladder. The higher you go, the more money you'll make, the happier you'll be. And I took the ladder all the way to the top, and I'm kind of like going, you know, I'm here at the top of the ladder, and I can't say that I'm happy. In fact, I feel unfulfilled and very discontent with my life. And so music was not part of my overall plan. I came out with an album in 2002 entitled Sueños Infinitos that I made for fun, just to have the experience of making an album. you know, to go into the recording studio and look at all the lights and the dials and all the cool stuff. And little did I know that that one album would change my life. And so I came home one night, and this kind of all happened around the same time. And my lovely wife, Dr. Lara, was in the hallway, and she just said, "You know what? I don't care how much money you're making. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream?" And, you know, she was right. As much as I didn't want to admit it at the time, she was right. And here I had done everything I thought I was supposed to do in life to be happy, content, and fulfilled, and I was anything but that. In fact, my health was being compromised. I was stressed out all the time. I was crabby. I mean, it was just, it was a horrible place to be in. So I took the leap of faith because I always had a dream and a passion to help people on their journey through life, to transform their experience, to unveil the masterpiece that's within. Now, I didn't expect it to be music, but lo and behold, that album that I came out with got in the hands of a guy from NASA who was really involved in an interesting study. And they were looking at how can we rise people above all these negative energetic influences in our environment, these cell phones, these chemicals, Wi-Fi, smart meters, all the genetically modified foods, all these different things. And they actually discovered frequencies in my music that could actually null and void the negative effects of these energy disruptors. Now, I'd never heard of energy disruptors. I'd never heard of quantum physics. I had heard of consciousness and mindfulness and some of these different aspects. But lo and behold, things changed tremendously for me when I got invited to that lecture. This is over 10 years ago now, you know, on quantum physics, energy, consciousness, how is humanity going to expand to the next level, and what are some of the necessary steps to get there. So that night, things really changed for me. It also opened up some of the biggest challenges that I've had to deal with, because I was not happy about healing frequencies in my music, or really, in essence, what I found out later to be a channel for healing, harmonizing energy. It was beyond my comfort zone at that particular point in time, but it embarked me upon one of the most amazing journeys and continues to be an amazing journey today.
Wow, super interesting. So here you go and you record an album and you know nothing about healing frequencies. and you know, in the background, the divine puppet master, you know, the universe is using you. And, you know, you have no idea. And then this NASA engineer stumbles across your music somehow, right? Like somehow. And now you are really a catalyst for healing. And so, you know, from that point where you wanted to work with people to transform people, I think maybe in a mainstream way, you know, back in corporate. And now you're doing it in a very, very different way. So Mark Romero, you know, 15 years ago was very different to Mark Romero today. And so you've had some major shifts along the way. At what point did you actually kind of get down on your knees, so to speak, and surrender to the divine to be used as an instrument in this way?
That might have actually happened more than once. I might have had to get on the knees a few times over the course of those years. And I remember when I first found out about the healing frequencies in my music, I was not happy. Quite honestly, it terrified me. It scared me. It was beyond my comfort zone, definitely. And I remember one day I'm like going, you know what, man, I don't want any of that healing, woo-woo energy stuff in my music. I don't want nothing to do with this. In fact, I'm just going to pretend that none of this even happened. And literally within 5 minutes, my phone rings, and it's Dr. Jones. He's the guy from NASA, who happened to also be a very spiritual man. And to this day, I'm still convinced that maybe he was from another planet. It's quite possible. Very interesting character. And he called me up, and he said, "Hey, what's going on with you?" I said, "What do you mean, what's going on?" He goes, "Well, I detected a fluctuation in your energetic field." At this point, I'm freaking out. And he said, I want you to come to my office." And so I reluctantly went to his office. I mean, literally at this point, I'm scared. And he sits me down and he goes, Mark, you know, all of us have two choices in life. Either one, we dedicate ourselves to bringing our gifts forward into the world for the betterment of humanity, or two, we live a life of freaking misery trying to deny it. What would you rather do? And I said, well, you know, quite honestly, Doc, I like option three, none of the above. And he said, well, that option doesn't exist. You have these two options, choose the one. And so I chose to step into my healing gift. I chose to do the music. Now, as I mentioned, this happened more than once because I would choose and then 2 weeks later or a month later, I said, maybe I don't want to do that. You know, maybe I could just do this over here instead. And you know, you were talking about the great puppet master. Well, the great puppet master has a magnificently powerful way to keep you on your path, especially when you try to stray from it. And so virtually everything I tried to do outside of music, nothing would work. And so, I mean, I literally had to keep focused on this path. And so it was a process. It was a process of stepping into my own magnificence. It was a process, I think, especially as artists, you know, we tend to be very difficult upon ourselves. You know, we have all kinds of beliefs that I'm not good enough. I'm not, you know, my creation isn't good enough. I don't play music good enough, whatever it might be. And I had to do a lot of work. You know, you mentioned earlier in the introduction about mindsets and those different things. And, you know, I had to work through my own limiting beliefs and things that I had about myself in order to really step in to be in this channel for healing frequencies.
Mm. So now you've stepped into really you're embodying what your gifts are. And so tell us about your music. Tell us how it's different from quote unquote normal music. You know, are you using specific frequencies? Is there specific energy infusions that's downloaded into your music and then disseminated out? So how does that work?
Well, it's probably taken me about 15 years to answer the question in this way, but I'll tell you. It's like, basically, I'm a channel for harmonizing and tuning energy frequencies. I discovered the gift through my music. However, what I learned later is it's music is just my primary vehicle in which I use to share those frequencies. So it's not dependent upon the specific notes and tones that I play. It is basically a vehicle to get harmonizing frequency and energy out into the world. And so, and really where there was an event that I experienced that really shined a lot of light on this was somebody had sent me a video about a sound healing retreat or seminar in New Mexico. And I remember going and watching the videos, and there's all these scientific guys lecturing and talking about vibration and tone. I'm like going, oh my gosh, I don't think I could sit through 4 days of listening to scientists lecture. And then one guy said one thing, and he said, music is the carrier way for intention. And I thought, oh man, that just totally resonated as so true to me. Because you can actually put intention into music. So there are these inherent tuning and harmonizing frequencies. And then what I learned later as the sound healing technology developed was that you could add intention of different pieces like self-love or faith and trust or self-confidence or belief in self, whatever it might be. I could add that intention into it in combination with the music and actually create a vibrational frequency that people could integrate into their energetic field to help shift their state of being, to, in essence, really to help lift them to another level.
So if I listen to something, and I've got another question that I wanted to ask, but this is kind of a follow-up question, Mark. So if I listen to a piece of your music, do I need to I set my intentions? Let's say, for example, I'm working on, as you said, self-love. Maybe I've got guilt and shame, and my intention is to release guilt and shame and increase my self-love. Do I listen to your music and set that intention, and then the two, my intention along with your music, integrate, and then what happens next?
Well, in essence, you hit it right on the head. Anytime that you're dealing with, so there are two levels to the work. There's actually three levels, but we'll talk about the first two. The first is just tuning energy. That's basically eliminating the negative effects of Wi-Fi and cell phone and chemicals in our environment. That happens. You don't have to set an intention. You just push play and go about your day. But when it comes to actually changing our belief structures, when it comes to actually implementing new or imprinting new thought, belief, vibrational patterns into the subconscious mind, then we need to have our intention. Our intention needs to be set. So you mentioned self-love, which is probably the most popular musical mantra I've ever done. Any client that I've ever worked with gets self-love, and they have to set the intention. I once got the classic email of emails one day from a woman who said, you know, is there any way you can make a song to make my husband a better man? And I thought, man, boy, I'd be like retired, you know. if that was the case, my wife would be playing it all the time, you know. And I said, you know what, I could play.
No kidding.
I could play the most beautiful piece of healing music in the universe. But if your husband doesn't want to become a better man, it won't matter. It'll tune his energy, but it's not going to begin to shift the internal, because the internal is our domain, you know, and we have free will here. Mm. We have free will. So, yes, if you're going to, let's say, work with self-love as your example, anytime that I have anybody work with any, you have to set the intention. Are you willing to love yourself more? Are you willing to love who and what you are and embrace your essence, the masterpiece that you truly are? And it's, of course, we know that intention is the beginning process of creation and manifestation,
yeah,
and shifting and changing things.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, we definitely have to dig more into that. But let me ask you this quickly, jumping back a little bit. So what is, I forget his name, I didn't write it down, but that doctor, that NASA scientist, what did he discover?
Dr. Jones.
Yeah, okay, Dr. Jones. What did he discover in your music?
So in essence, what they were basically looking for a certain response. So what had actually happened, to kind of give you a backstory, was he was looking for things that could eliminate the negative effects of cell phones, for example, because cell phones actually disrupt your energetic field. They actually weaken your state of energy. And that's why we see a lot of stuff out there about becoming aware of the implications of our technology and how it negatively impacts our health and wellness. Well, it starts with your energetic field. So he wanted to find things that could help keep the energy in tune regardless of being exposed to our technology. So what had actually happened was somebody had given him a recording of Paramahansa Yogananda chanting. Now, Paramahansa Yogananda was an Indian monk from the early 1900s who came to the United States bridging Hinduism and Christianity and talking about spirituality. Well, they had a recording of him chanting, and what they noticed was that there was a certain shift in brainwaves, and there was a certain shift in the physiology of listeners that would take place when this man chanted. And so I remember Doc kind of laughing in his obscure sense of humor, and he said, you know, I love Paramahansa like the rest of us, but man, the guy can't chant worth a damn. Let's go find music that'll do the same thing. So basically what they were looking for was music that would, in essence, tune the body's energy field. Now, when you tune the body's energy field on a physical level, you're going to experience an increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance, five physical factors. So that was the first step. Music had to do that. They also wanted to see a harmonization in brainwaves. You know, we all have brainwaves operating this magnificent brain that we all have of different frequency ranges. Well, for the most part, because of everything we're exposed to, our brains are kind of like in this erratic, disharmonious state, probably now more than ever. I mean, there are so many A conditions, ADD, ADHD, autism, Alzheimer's, all these, I call them the A conditions, you know, that are impacting our neurology, our brain and our functioning. And so they wanted to see a harmonization in brainwaves. And thirdly, they wanted to see the brainwave state, the physical state, but also those states maintained when being exposed to energy disruptors. So that's how I found out about the music. They actually played this music and did their certain physical testing, brain mapping, different issues, and discovered that the music actually put people into this harmonized state. And so they tested thousands of music CDs, Mozart, Beethoven music, all kinds of things. I think at the end of their particular study, they had found a guy that played harp and a woman that sang and myself on the guitar. And so I kind of took it from there, and because I was geographically close to Doc, I had such a wonderful opportunity to be able to hang out with a guy who was definitely ahead of his time thinking-wise. You know, this is 20 years ago, and he's looking at how can we ascend humanity's consciousness, you know, above the things that have really become so prevalent in this third-dimensional expression of the world that we live in. And so one day he asked me a very powerful question. He said, out of everything we're exposed to, what do you think is the most potent energy disruptor of them all? And because Doc worked with NASA, I'm thinking it's got to be gamma radiation or something like that. And he said, no, he goes, it's our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. The things that tell us we're anything but divine, anything but extraordinary, anything but enlightened, anything but magnificent. He said, that's the most powerful energy disruptor of them all. So out of that conversation, I got this intuitive hit, I guess you could call it. Well, if this music can eliminate negative effects in the environment of the energy disruptors, maybe I could use it to eliminate the negative effects of people's thought processes and their own vibrational thought patterns that we've all embedded within the subconscious to one degree or another. And that just opened up a whole nother level of the work where I started to be able to take it to another level. And Doc was on his deathbed, and I came to him, saw him the last time I saw him, and I was sharing with him some of my work that I've been doing with the music. I said, Doc, I said, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think I'm playing music to people's stuff, their blocks, their, you know, physical disharmonies, and I'm seeing amazing shifts and breakthroughs. And he just looked at me and he smiled and he said, it took you that long to figure it out, huh? And I'm like, you know, you could have given me an instruction book. I mean, if you ever want to torment a corporate guy, you give him a gift and no clue whatsoever on how to use it, you know. And so that kind of opened up a whole nother level of the work. And to this day, that what I call him Crazy Doc, you know, changed my life forever in my whole view of consciousness, what's going on the planet, how we're evolving, how we can shift, and how I can actually use music and the work that I do as a tool to help people to navigate the change that's taking place on the planet and to actually enhance it and to speed it up.
Yeah, wow, it's incredible. And we use the term music, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more. It's a whole, you know, a healing modality in itself. Wow, and I'm still trying to, you know, put it in the best terms that makes sense to me. But what about other things, Mark, other causes of disharmony or disease in the body, you know, any sort of de-harmonized state that might be afflicting people? You know, it could be physical disease or it could be other states of disharmony in the body or even the spirit. How does your music help with that?
Well, once again, everything is vibrational in nature, you know. So if we look at, let's even just look at the three parts of who and what we are. We have our conscious mind, the part of us that thinks, the part of us that, you know, we are actually, well, aware of to a certain degree. Even though we do a lot of thinking with the conscious mind, and we're not aware of what we're actually thinking. And the conscious mind has really one job. Its job is to imprint vibrational thought patterns into the subconscious mind. And so over the course of our lives, we go through experiences, we go through things that happen in our lives, and we have thoughts based upon those experiences. And those thoughts, especially, you know, whether they're empowering or disempowering, get imprinted into the subconscious. And the subconscious really has two jobs. The first job is to take the imprint from the conscious mind and to actually play it within itself. So in essence, the subconscious mind is actually producing sounds, tones, vibrations. Its second job is to transmit that tone and that vibration to the quantum grid that we're surrounded by. The quantum grid only has one job, and that is to mirror back what it is you're broadcasting. So it mirrors back through the body. It mirrors back through our external circumstances that happen to us in our lives. But we are responsible for what we create. Now, whether we're responsible on a conscious and a subconscious level. So obviously, we've all had things that have happened in our lives. You know, we've all had circumstances that have caused us to think thoughts and to form belief structures that are not in alignment with the truth of who and what we are. And so we embed them into the subconscious, and then that gets communicated to the grid, to the quantum grid. Well, those things can show up as disease in the physical body. They can show up as things in our external experience. They can show up as a sore knee, a sore neck. They can show up as blood sugar issues. They can show up as asthma, as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all kinds of different things. And we know through the years that there's been all these beautiful maps that have related certain points in the body related to certain belief structures. And I firmly, wholly believe that. And so what I do is I take this tuning essence of the music and combine that, of course, with the person's intention to change. And over the years, and now in doing this work for 10 years plus, I've realized I could create pieces of music with certain vibrational patterns or intentions, and that people could work with those pieces of vibrational energy, combining once again with their intention, and they can begin to overwrite the old limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that, like I said, we've all stored within our subconscious mind to one degree or another. And so we can actually begin to change those things. And the greatest visual analogy that I can give you is we've all walked into a dark room at night. Okay, well, that dark room can be like those old belief patterns that we're holding on to. And when you inject in this energy, these intentions, these vibrational patterns of a higher frequency, it's like turning on the light switch. Where does the darkness go? The darkness doesn't go anywhere. The darkness just raises itself to match the vibration of the higher vibrational frequency that's being inputted in. So in essence, it's almost a way to be able to turn on the light within yourself and start overriding, eliminating, changing your state of being, changing your life frequency. You change your life frequency, you can cure yourself of anything. You change your life frequency, you can overcome any obstacle in your life. You change your life frequency, you can create whatever it is that you wish to manifest and create. The only thing that gets in the way are our own belief structures. This is a neutral field of energy. We can live in heaven or we can live in hell. The choice is ours and ours alone. We just are now becoming consciously aware of how we can actually reprogram ourselves. You know, we're like super biological wireless computers. We need to have a good connection. That's why it's important to tune our energy. But we also want to make sure that we download the latest programs that are going to help us to accomplish what it is that we can accomplish. So that's why all of us, and, you know, why your work is so important in bringing all these wonderful tools and vehicles that are available to us to help us to reconfigure ourselves and remember who we really are. Because who we are is divinity in motion. That's the truth of who and what we are. We're just all peeling away the pieces that are hiding the masterpiece within the block of marble, kind of like the statue of David and Michelangelo.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow. Great. So, Mark, I'd like to see if we can take some web questions and see what you say about some of these questions that people have on the web. Is this a good time to do that?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so here is this question from Moira from Ashland. She says, I feel stuck in my life even after countless types of processing, workshops, healing sessions, and the like. And she's not really feeling supported by those things. She's not moving out of poverty or basic survival stress, really enough to remember what her gifts and passions are. So, you know, do you have something that you can either say to her, or maybe you can relate to her, how you've worked with maybe clients in the past who've been in a similar situation? Maybe there's poverty consciousness or just feeling stuck in their lives to really create a more empowered life.
Well, you know, it's interesting as you said that, because over the years, in when I started working with people and they would come to me with either situations like this or issues similar to this, you know, it's kind of like, look at that particular challenge. And maybe this is something we can do a process on if we have time. Is to look at, let's say, the challenge in this case being that of poverty, okay, and not having enough financial resources to support your way of living, to bring to fruition what you want to bring. There are certain emotions that come in conjunction with that: frustration, anger, sadness, fear, whatever they might be. It's different for all of us, okay? So for Moira, I'm sure there are certain emotional responses that come with that. And so there's definitely, I have music that's just for releasing and dissipating. So, you know, isn't it interesting how we've been so conditioned on what emotions are good and what emotions are bad? You know, we're told, you know, bliss and ecstasy and happiness, those are good emotions, and those are, should be the only emotions that I feel. And then we have these other emotions, you know, down like 88.5 on the radio dial, you know, of sadness, frustration, anger. Well, they're all just frequencies of energy, you know, and our emotions are our energy detector. And so when I work with somebody like that, yeah, there might be beliefs, but we also know this, that we could be swimming in the subconscious for a long time trying to figure out what beliefs are the cause behind our challenges. But what if we could open a door to that specific challenge? We don't even need to know what the belief is. All you have to do is be, once again, willing to release it and let it go, but also to feel those feelings. So when I do like a release and dissipate process, I have people get attached to their challenge. What's the challenge? You know, we all have challenges. Challenges are like the instrument panels on your car when you're driving. The light comes on. It tells you that you need to change your oil. Well, then let's go change the oil. Let's go change that belief structure. So I use the music and the intention behind the release piece to open an energetic doorway within the person where they can actually feel those emotions and use the breath to move that energy out of themselves, to let go of that energy and that frequency. And so, in essence, you can release it, because we all have this amazing power, and that is the power to conduct energy. In other words, tell it where to go. We can move energy. We're all doing it every day. 24/7. The question is whether or not we're conscious about it. But here's a way where you can become very conscious. Feel the feelings and the emotions of your challenge and breathe them out and let it go. I mean, how easy is it to get on the smartphone, to turn on the TV, to go have a bowl of ice cream, to go drink a beer, or even go do something even worse than that to prevent us from feeling those feelings? But there's amazing things that can open up for us when we can begin to start managing our own emotional energy, and we can free those burdens. Ultimately, free the thought, the belief, the perception that's behind the cause of poverty.
Beautiful. Thanks for that sharing there, Mark. You know, you mentioned you have a process around that, and actually we do have time. I think that if you're open to it right now, then I think the community would love to hear some of your work. And if you can make it related to kind of what you just spoke about, that would be wonderful. I think that we're ready.
No, I'd love to. So before we go into the piece, I want to make sure that we inject ourselves into it in the right place. So just for the sake of our time and for here, you know, I want you to think of one challenge that you have in your life right now. Just one. Some of us might have more than one. Let's not get caught up with trying to do all 20 at the same time or five or whatever. Let's just focus on one, the biggest one. So just get yourself nice and relaxed and just take some nice deep breaths. and just bring to mind the image of this challenge, kind of reconnect with it. And then start to feel maybe some of those emotions that go with it. So it could be sadness, it could be frustration, it could be anger. Whatever it is, emotions aren't good or bad. They just are. It's just energy. Judgment can impede the process of healing so much. So for the sake of our time, just let go of judgment and feel the emotion. Now I'm going to ask you the most important question. Are you willing to set the intention to let it go? To breathe it out of your system, to release that old lower density energy, and to really acknowledge that this is an opportunity for you to unveil another piece of your divinity, another piece of your magnificence, another piece of your awesomeness. So just take another deep breath, and what we're going to do while I play, you're going to breathe. But imagine yourself breathing out the sadness, the emotion, the feeling of your challenge. Just go ahead and take another deep breath. Just breathe it out. Just feel it and let it go.
Wow.
Oh, you could listen to that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't tell you how many times that, you know, that piece, just even in my own experience, literally, I mean, I've been able to release so much stuff, you know, because we're all dealing with letting go of what's not serving us anymore. And I think part of this whole consciousness shift that's taking place on the planet is really letting go of all these, you know, old stories. We all deserve to have the best in life. We're all powerful. We're not broken. It's just time to kind of reveal that. And so that's a great little piece to actually kind of dive into any challenge through that process and some dissipate. I have a mantra for dissipating energy and releasing energy and combining it with different processes and different, like, mental imprinting things, and able to help people to shift all kinds of things out of their experience. But none of it could be done without the intention, without the willingness of the individual to change, and the willingness to step into their power and to realize that it can be done. You know, because I know what it's like to deal with the poverty thing. You know, when I was mentioning earlier about how the universe kind of kept me on this straight and narrow path, it wouldn't allow me to deviate. Well, it kept me from deviating in the most powerful ways, because for me, I was an entrepreneurial guy. I was all about, you know, growing businesses and growing, expanding revenues and stuff like that. And, you know, I dealt with a lot of poverty and prosperity issues stepping into this particular work, and had to do a tremendous amount of resisting, or, you know, releasing. I did resisting also, much to my own, you know, negative things, but, you know, but also releasing and letting go, and letting go of the resistance.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just can't almost think of a better way to actually release and to transform than setting intentions and listening to the most amazing, beautiful music. I mean, you know, just from one human to the other, I mean, it's beautiful. You're so talented. I get it that it's, you know, it's a God-given talent. The talent has been bestowed upon you. I get that. But wow, so talented. The music is so beautiful. Just to be able to be transformed in such a way while listening to amazing music. And then especially if you take that into nature and you download the music to your phone or wherever, right, your iPad or whatever you have, and you take it into nature and you put your headphones on and you just listen to it in nature. Wow, how powerful is that?
That's, well, you know, it's interesting. You bring up, thank you, by the way. I appreciate your kind words. But you bring up this thing of nature. Why is nature so powerful? Well, because nature's from all the 5,000 Wi-Fi units that we're exposed to. If you live in like a big, you know, neighborhood or city area, you know, all these different things that we're exposed to in these areas. When you get out in nature, you're away from all that. You know, it's like my mother-in-law lives in Iowa. You know, when we go back to visit them in Iowa, we feel completely different than how we feel living in Southern California, you know, in suburbia. And there's a reason for that. Nature is extremely powerful. And yes, I love getting out and doing work with the music in nature. And a lot of my clients do, and people that work with the music, because it's a great way to really get in there and change their vibrational state of being. And once again, it's your state of being that creates your reality. And when we actually learn how to, we can actually learn and let go of old thoughts and beliefs, just like the little exercise we did, but we can also imprint new ones that are more in alignment with our soul's calling, with what it is that we want to create, with what it is that we want to manifest, with what it is that we want to see positively and powerfully change in the world around us.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I want to share with everyone how they can actually, you know, work more closely with you and your music. So I'm going to have you tell people about what you've put together for this particular series. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, which I think a lot of you are, just click on the orange button, the orange offer button underneath Mark's photograph. And that'll take you to a page that says, Heal Your Life Through the Power of Music. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll have to type it in if you'd like to follow along. And if that's the case, type in WOTA Summit. WOTA stands for Wisdom of the Ancients, summit.com/Mark, M-A-R-K. Everything's lowercase. WOTASummit.com/Mark. And you'll be taken to Mark's offer page. So, Mark, I'd love it if you could tell people what this offer is.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny. I look at that. I'm like, you know, I really don't like the term online series because this is not like a, you know, where you got to like go and do pages of work and stuff like that. There are things there, but the beauty of it is we're basically accessing some powerful processes along with music to help go in and in essence, reconfigure yourself, change yourself, imprint. As I mentioned earlier, we really are these powerful three-part beings. We have this conscious mind part that thinks and that embeds these vibrational belief patterns into the subconscious mind, and then the subconscious mind accepts those belief patterns, and then it transmits, it vibrates, it sends them out into the universe. So in essence, through this series, through a combination of just music, through a combination with processes, through a combination of doing different work, you can actually begin to start imprinting in new belief structures that are in alignment with healing your life. Yes, there is a part of releasing and letting go and dissipating, but there's also this aspect of breathing in. And I think for our end process, we'll have to do that faith and trust process we were talking about earlier. We actually breathe in faith and trust. You know, what a powerful aspect. So I believe personally in my own life, and I'm seeing it with people that I work with, and I see a lot of things moving in this direction, is that we literally have this ability to begin to start imprinting empowering mindsets into our own selves. So, for example, the first week you work with a very specific process, very specific music track, to begin to start putting in new belief structures into the subconscious mind that are in alignment with the truth of who and what you are. The mind is the gatekeeper of what you manifest. Change your mind, you change your world. You change your experience. For years, we've been trying to change the world and our lives outside of ourselves. I can tell you this right now, you can't do it. It's kind of like waking up in the morning with your hair all over one way or the other, and you go into the bathroom, you look in the mirror, and you go, oh, my gosh, I need to change the reflection. And how we've been taught in school and in old paradigms is we take the brush and we start brushing the mirror, expecting the reflection to change. Life does not work that way. You have to brush your own head. You have to go within to change the reflection. So each week you work with powerful frequencies of energy and start tapping into your own ability to be able to start manifesting. When we do the faith and trust, we're going to align with what it is that you want to create, okay? And you can change that, but it all starts from within yourself. So it's really a comprehensive program that is going to help you to start imprinting empowering belief structures into the operating system software of your mind. Also, taking your vision, helping you get clarity around your vision, because the beauty of it is we all want to create something different from each other, which is the awesome, extraordinary uniqueness of all of us as divine beings. And we do that through our visioning. Well, if you take that vision and you combine it once again with the energy of the music, you can imprint it directly within yourself. And there are certain frequencies over the course of this program that you're going to have an opportunity to work with. We all know about the power of gratitude. Gratitude is a tremendously powerful frequency. If you want to change a dark room, you turn on the light of gratitude, and you can transform that whole space. So there's one whole week of specifically imprinting in the frequency and the energy of gratitude. Another powerful frequency is that of forgiveness. You know, we love to beat ourselves up. We love to hold ourselves in this like, oh, I should be perfect, and I shouldn't do stuff like that. Let me grab my beat-up stick and slap myself a couple times with it. You know, enough of that. It's time to forgive ourselves. Forgive the people in our lives, because that frees us. That frees us to move forward. In addition to that, we're also going to have an opportunity to begin to start consciously reclaiming your power. Like I said, you're made up of the same energy that set this dynamic universe in motion. That makes you extremely powerful. And you have the ability to access that power and to begin to start shaping and shifting your life, letting go of things, healing your experience. We all have that ability, and the time is now for all of us to step into that power. And then the last thing, I put it as attachment. It really should be about detachment, because one thing that I've noticed about in my journey in life, and now being here over 50 years, I think I can come with a little bit of authority in saying this, life is going to unfold contrary to your biggest and best agenda and time frames. You know, it just is. So much can free when we let go of the attachment of how we think things should be in our life experience. We can free up so much energy. There's a great statement I heard from somebody who said, suffering is when we fail to accept our life in the way it is in this moment. You know, when you fight it, you can't fight it, but you can change it by going within and literally step into your power and your ability to heal your life and to let go of what's no longer serving you and to begin to embody that you are a divine masterpiece. I mentioned earlier about the statue of David and how Michelangelo was asked, how did you carve that masterpiece? And he said, you know what? I didn't carve it. I just removed the pieces that were hiding the masterpiece within the block. And that's the game of life. And this whole series is about, it's a tool to help you reveal the masterpiece that's within you. Reveal the masterpiece that's within each and every one of us. And, you know, we don't have to go to 20 years of therapy anymore to forgive mom. Now in this quantum energy domain, new consciousness we're emerging into, we can shift through things very quickly. And over the course of the years, I've seen people have amazing transformation and change working with these very frequencies and these mindsets and these processes to actually recreate themselves and start living from the truth of who and what they are. So that's what this series is all about, is really a whole ton of music, I think over an hour of healing musical mantra playlist, different processes that people can actually work with. And yes, I try to keep people very focused in working through specific frequencies. There's a reason for that. And I guarantee you this, that if you work through this program and you are diligent and do as instructed, and it's very simple, it's like push play and go about your day, you know, you will experience transformation and change.
Yeah, it's like, There's a few ways to do things, and one of them is with a lot of effort. Of course, effort is absolutely required because we have to do our part. But you know, listening to music is so pleasurable, and as we already heard, it's really, really beautiful music. Half the time we listen to music anyway, you know, playing this music will allow you to really transform without really doing too much. So it's really I don't want to say hit the easy button, but it's almost like that in a sense, isn't it? You know, you set your intention, you play the music, and then you experience the transformation. And it's not just that you're not really doing all the work. The music is so powerful. This is not just any music. I mean, this is, Mark, tell us again, this is music that has specific frequencies, that specific healing properties. It's not just like you're listening to some really amazing guitar. There is healing in the frequency. So tell us about that again. Maybe some people joined late and didn't hear the beginning part of it. But tell us about the frequencies again and how they actually assist in this.
Well, in essence, there is, you know, and this has been one of my mysteries in life, is, you know, people ask me, well, how did you access this energy? Well, I didn't consciously access it. It is part of an inherent gift, part of my soul's calling of why I was brought here on the planet, was to bring in these harmonizing frequencies. So to answer your question, let's use the guitar as a metaphor, you know, a metaphor for you and me. You know, we all have facets of our lives. Those are the strings. We take action through the facets of our lives. That's the plucking and the strumming. And then, of course, we produce results. That's the music that we express through our lives. And so I don't care how masterfully you play. If your strings aren't in tune, you're never going to reach your full potential. What puts us out of tune is the stuff in our environment, but also the stuff between our own ears, the belief structures, the things that we've all imprinted to one degree or another about our limitations, about our lack and not being good enough. What the scientists discovered is this is a way to be able to start tuning those strings to overcome the negative influences in the environment, but also to use that same harmonizing energy frequency to literally open the door to yourself and let go of the old belief structures, the old stories, those old negative belief thought patterns that we've all imprinted within ourselves, and begin to start releasing and let them go at a very quick rate. But also at the same point, be able to imprint in things that are in alignment with the true of who and what we are. I am a divine expression of life. You know, I am a powerful, transformative being, whatever it might be for you. And here's the beauty of it. You can imprint and let go of whatever it is that you want to let go of. And so the healing energy frequencies in this music actually help to open up that portal and to enhance this process, ultimately, of expanding your consciousness and evolving your life to the next level and stepping into the next greater version of who and what you are.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful package. And you also have, besides the six playlists, I'm looking that you've got some, because some people have asked if they can play the music and meditate. So there's five healing guided meditations included in this?
Correct. So there's guided processes, there's music. Then for those people that do like their left brain, there's also little questions and answers and little worksheets, you know, opportunity for you to write things down. We want you to be very clear. You know, if you want something in life, you have to be very clear. It's like going into a restaurant. If you're going to order off the menu, you have to order what it is that you want off the menu. Otherwise, the waiter is going to sit there and kind of go, okay, well, you know, this all looks so good, but I'm not sure what I want. Well, how can they possibly cook something for you if you don't know what you want? So it's really a challenge to people to get clear on what it is that they want to create. So absolutely, there's guided processes. You can meditate to the music because there's also just music. And you can do the guided processes. You can work with the sheets, all designed, once again, to work through these layers, to integrate these frequencies, to let go of what's not serving you, but also really step into your own ability to heal your life. In this case, through the power of music. It should really be the power of music and your own intention. Combine those two together, and we really become unstoppable.
Yeah, beautiful. So, you know, my suggestion to everyone is to, you know, get this program and then download the music onto your device, take it with you wherever, but also incorporate this into your daily practice, into your daily ritual. I mean, this is, you know, if you had to listen to music on its own by itself, it's so beautiful. But when you couple it with the intentions, that's really when the transformative power of the music takes hold. And so when you get this, incorporate this into your daily practice, right? You know, the vision, the gratitude, the forgiveness, reclaim your power. There's so many transformative elements in this program. And, so for the people who asked the question, let me just see, let me just ask them, just correct, let's see, who was that? That was, that was Jane in Vancouver. So, yes, you can meditate with this. You put it on in the background. And certainly when you meditate, you can also set your intentions when you meditate, just like when you normally do without the music. You can do so with the music. But, of course, with the music, with the healing frequency energy, is going to really magnify your ability to heal or whatever your intentions are. Yeah,
absolutely.
Lovely, beautiful. Yeah, thank you for making this available. This is a great program, really beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, we all listen to music, you know. Why not, while you listen to music, why not heal, transform at the same time?
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool. And I think, you know, as we continue to evolve and unfold, we realize that everything is vibrational in nature. Your own thoughts actually produce sound. It's just outside of the frequency range of your ears. So what kind of music are you making with your own thought processes? And so why not use music to offset maybe some of those things that we all hold to one degree or another? Let's face it, we're all still dealing with our humanity, and you can actually offset tone and frequency of these old things that aren't serving us anymore so that we can step into the next greater version of who and what we are.
Yeah, you know, Moira, who you spoke to earlier, certainly on the web, of course, she wrote and said, "Wow, thank you. My heart, my adrenal glands and kidneys were vibrating with the frequency of your beautiful music. So thank you."
You're very welcome, Moira.
Yeah. So I'm going to quickly go to the phone. If you'd like to ask Mark a question, if we can get to you, star 2 to raise your hand. We do have a musical project planned that we've told you about, and that's going to be to, what's that one, Mark? That's to let go and raise faith and trust, right?
We're not letting go of faith and trust. We want to build that frequency within ourselves.
Yeah, right. Let go and then surrender and then got it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Washington, Virginia. Someone on the web would like to have a word. So Washington, Virginia, 9192, the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live with Mark. Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Washington, Virginia? No?
Going twice?
Yeah, not going to do that. Okay, and then someone just took their hand down. So star 2 to raise your hand. Oh, there we go. Alberta, White Court, Alberta, you're on live with Mark.
Hi.
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 Welcome.
I got a question. What frequency, like when you do energy, I know everything's energy, and I'm learning. Mine's to do with digestive issues. So, go ahead.
So what is your question then?
So the question is, when you listen to your music, do you tap into the energy that you're feeling and just kind of love it and let it go?
Well, for example, with like the release process we did earlier, you mentioned digestive problems. So if you think of digestive problems, you know, what do you experience emotionally when dealing with those digestive problems? And usually digestive problems, I can't say this 100% of the time, but in the people that I've worked with in the past with digestive issues are usually having a challenge embodying new concepts, new ideas about themselves, about the world that they live in. In essence, it's almost like hard for them even to digest the possibility. Many people that I've worked with, and I don't know if this is the case for you, you know, have a hard time embodying that they are divine. They have a hard time embodying that they can change their lives because maybe a past experiences have taught them that maybe they're powerless. Maybe they don't have the ability to change their experience. So when we get, you know, connected to these new concepts and these new ideas, sometimes it's hard for us to embody those things and literally digest that higher information, that higher vibrational information. And many times it can show up as digestive issues. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I don't really focus a lot on trying to find the belief itself, but you can get directly to the point of the matter by looking at your digestional issues and looking at the emotions that surround that issue and combining it with your intention to release and let go of what's no longer serving you. With the release and dissipate, with the music, you can actually begin to let go of that old energy that perhaps you've been holding on to so long that is outpicturing as this digestion disharmony, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But if you're labeled as, you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease, that makes it a little difficult, isn't it? You have to go a little further
than only that. The only thing that makes it difficult is your belief about it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've worked with people with Crohn's, okay?
Okay.
And it is still, so let me ask you this. Obviously, when you look at Crohn's, there are certain emotions that you feel as a result of that, right? You know, sadness,
correct,
fear, frustration, anger. I'm sure you, a whole potpourri of different emotional and vibrational frequencies related to that. You know?
Yes.
You can let that energy go. I have a friend of mine who, it wasn't Crohn's, it's a very similar condition. I forget the name of it. And I try not to get caught up in diagnosis and things like that.
Yeah.
It's just energy.
Right.
It's disharmonious energy. And you can let it go. But the first most important thing is you have to set the intention to do so. And then you actually have to start working and start working with some of those emotions and those feelings behind that so you can release and dissipate that energy. And at the same point, also imprint in what it is that you want to create, which I assume is vibrant health.
Right. So in other words, yeah, I would have to go back even further, like even when I was diagnosed and I didn't accept it and I kept fighting it. So I have to go back there, I would think.
Well, we don't need to go back anywhere. We can go right here, right now. You know, right here, right now, what are your feelings about it? Right here, right now, what are your emotions about it? Feel it, let it go. I love to use the breath to let go of energy. Just breathe it out. Breathe it out. You know, we hold on to so much. And when we hold on to so much, many times it shows up as disharmony in the physical body.
And it's interesting you use the breath, because I used to do Tai Chi and Qigong, and I just kind of, oh my gosh, like a slap in the face, wake up, it was right in front of you.
Isn't that how, I think that's what we're all waking up to. You're not the only person who's been slapped in the face with that truth. It is right there, right here, right now, right in front of us. It is us. We're the catalyst for change. And the reason why we're on this show and participating in this program is that we want tools to be able to enhance that process and tools to help us reconnect with who and what we really are. So I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. And so in other words, I very helpful. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thank you. Much
You're
love to
well.
You. Much love. All right, let's go to California. Dominique, maybe? Hi there. Can you hear us?
Hi. My question.
Sketchy connection. Are you still there? Hardly.
Still there. Can you hear me now?
Try your question.
Kind of, sort of.
Try your question. Just try.
Can you hear me now?
Just ask your question. Let's see.
Okay, I was going to ask, what's the fine line between envisioning your intention and letting life happen?
That is I don't know if that's always a fine line. I think that's kind of, you know, we want to obviously envision. You know, you have to know what it is that you want. But there is that process of letting go. And as I mentioned earlier, and that's why a whole module in this series is dedicated to this, you know, things are never going to happen in the way that we think or in the time frame that we think. And the more that we're able to let that go, we can free up our energy. See, I think a lot of time is that we resist, we get upset that, oh, man, I should be further along, I should be this way. Let me tell you something. When I left the corporate world, you know, my intention was to become like a motivational speaker dude and pontificate words of wisdom and help people change their lives. That's not the way it happened. You know, music was not part of that vision. So it totally unfolded in a completely different way than I ever could have ever expected. And quite honestly, initially back then, how I ever wanted it to. So it's like the more that we can free ourselves and just, you know, and this is why it's so important for us to do this trust and faith piece to end today. Because the more that we have trust and faith that we can envision and imprint and change our lives, the more that we have trust and faith and process that what it is that we wish to create, what it is that we wish to express, how it is that we want to show up in the world will come in its own perfect time and space. What gets in the way is when we fight the process or we think that we have a superior agenda than that of the universe's. And that's where we have to let go and trust. And sometimes that line can be zigged and zagged. And sometimes it's not so fine. Sometimes it could be like a really bold font and very frustrating. And all of that provides an opportunity, once again, to let go of what's no longer serving us and to continue this process of unfolding. It is a journey. None of us have it down completely yet. And we're all in the process of learning and expanding and becoming. And if we just trust in that, the visions will come to fruition. They might come in a way completely different than how you originally seen it. And that's part of the beauty of life. That's part of the mystery of the expansion, is that things will unfold in their own time and space. We can't make the roses in the backyard open when we want them to, but we have trust and faith that they will open at the right time of year in the season. Well, the right season will come for yourself, where you will bloom and blossom in your own way. And chances are it'll be different in a different time frame and show up in a different way than you had originally anticipated. But that's the beauty and the mystery of life. If we're able to let go of that battle, we can free up so much energy. You know, Carl Jung, I believe, was the gentleman that said, what we resist persists in our lives. We're able to let go of the resistance. Miracles can take place and things can shift and happen. But we all have got work to do. It's part of a process. It's part of our own journey.
That makes sense. Yeah. I believe what you're saying. You know, it's all about the attention and the mindset and letting the mystery happen.
And it's a continual daily practice. You know, and even today, there are days. Well, I don't want to give it that. It can be, it has its challenging moments. But, you know, every day we have to rededicate ourselves. Okay. You know, we have to catch our own mind. It's amazing. I mentioned earlier, Eden, about how we think stuff and consciously with our minds. You know, when was the last time you really sat back and observed what you're thinking? Are you thinking empowering thoughts? Or are you thinking negative thoughts? Are you thinking thoughts of possibility? Or are you thinking thoughts of limitation? That's why it's so important to quiet the mind, to meditate, to breathe, to get out in nature. Those are doorways to our own mastery.
That's very true.
Thank you.
I got to do that more.
Thanks, Ben.
Don't we all?
Later tonight. Much love.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Hey, Mark, let's go ahead and have you take us through that process. I think this would be a great time to do that.
Okay. So this is one of my favorite mantra pieces because it's a popular one, but I think it's so important. It's such an essential frequency, especially with what the last question that was brought up about faith and trust, having faith in trust in our ability to heal our lives, to have faith and trust in our ability to ascend our consciousness, to have faith and trust that we are divine, that we do have access to all of the information that's available in the quantum grid is available to us. And let me tell you, the quantum grid is nothing but information. And we have access to the information, but in order to really put it into effect, to access it, we have to have belief. We have to have faith and trust that we will create what it is that we want to create, that we will manifest our experiences, that we will overcome our challenges, and that we will truly step into becoming that masterpiece of whom what we are. And once again, it all starts with the most important thing. You don't need to know how to build your faith. You just have to be willing to set the intention and have the willingness to adapt or integrate that particular mindset. So that being said, set the intention to build your faith and just breathe. And so this is a little bit different process. Is I want you to imagine to the best of your ability, literally breathing in the notes. So it's setting intention to build faith, to build trust. Also to integrate that frequency within yourself. Take another deep breath. as you breathe, imagine yourself having faith and trust. What would change in your life? Take another deep breath. Take another deep grounding breath. And intentions are great, but when we combine intentions with something in the physical world, with an action, we really create a tremendous amount of power. So I really want to challenge you to take on an act of faith in the next 24 hours. Say hi to a complete stranger. Call somebody you haven't called in forever. You know, go say hi to a nice boy or girl you see at an event or something like that. Totally press yourself beyond your comfort zone, because the comfort zone is just the edge of the box that you've been living your life in. And let me tell you something right now. Your life takes place on the other side of the box. So take an act of faith. Reach out. Do something. You know, express yourself, share your artwork, whatever it might be. Take on that little act of faith and then begin to see what shifts and what changes within yourself, but also in the world around you. Because life talks to us. I remember when I was a kid, I'm like, well, you know, why doesn't God ever just pick up the phone and just call me? Mark, if you really want to get your life together, you need to do this, and stop doing this and stop doing that. But I never got the phone call, and it wasn't until I realized later, we get the phone call every day. It's through the little synchronicities. It's through the little ahas. It's through the intuitive hits. It's through the things that show up in our outer experience. That's how we get the call. So be extra sensitive and see what shows up for you out of that experience. But take on that little act of faith. Take on that little act of courage and see what begins to open up for you. So this one comes with a little bit of a homework assignment.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, Mark, it's been amazing. It's been a great show. It's been, yeah, a great conversation, a little bit of entertainment in there. But thank you so much for sharing the healing frequencies that you're able to transfer to all of us through your music. And thank you so much for making your package available to us. So everyone, this is the first time we've had Mark on the show, and so this is the first time we've seen his offer, and it's a beautiful offer. Mark, if you have anything that you wanted to say to kind of wrap up as you start winding down, anything that's coming through to you that you feel you'd like to share with the community?
Well, I want to end with this for myself personally, is like within each and every one of us is a song, a beautiful masterpiece, a song that's within us. You know, that song is it's our soul's calling. It's our essence, you know, and the world wants to hear your music, your song. I am firmly convinced that if all of us reached in within ourselves and took that act of faith and trust and courage and brought that out into the world, that we could transform our experience so much faster, quicker, not only in our own lives, but also in the world in general. So not to put on any pressure on anybody, but I really just want to challenge you to bring your music, your light, your calling out to the world. And See what begins to show up for you. More importantly, see what begins to change in your life and see what begins to change in the world. So, and thank you, Ian, for providing the space for me to come on today. I honor you for what you do in creating this vehicle, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Absolutely. Thanks for being here and, again, for sharing your amazing gifts and sharing your spirit with us. It's been really a wonderful time. Appreciate that. And all you beautiful shining lights, thank you so much for being here, for listening in today, and for taking part in this and just bringing your amazing energy and bringing your high vibrations so that we can all go out into the world and make the world a better place. So thank you so much, everyone. Appreciate you being here. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power and service. Thank you for being here and for bringing us all together. All right, all. Much love. Thank you. Bye now.
Take care.
Take care.
The moderator has left the conference.